All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Diddy could be the only one.
It's going to
be
Kelly.
Kanye, Diddy, and R. Kelly.
They're going to be performing at Claire's.
Exactly. With O-Town. Yeah, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Something Went Wrong. I haven't been here. It's been a couple of weeks. I don't even know when the last time. It was like a month ago or something like that. Before the holidays, Mike Figgs is back.
Happy to be back. Let's go.
Yeah. I think took some time to self-reflect. No, I actually was really busy. It was the holidays and some dramatic things happened in my life. But this podcast is kind of a developing situation. It's a personal project of mine that I just kind of pay for out of my own pocket. So that's why it's like, all right, we did like 50 something dope episodes, took a little break, a little hiatus for a couple weeks to deal with, to do the holidays and deal with other stuff. And now we're back. We have a lot to catch up on. And, you know, I want to figure out how to make it a weekly thing where we could, like, you know, Figgs is going to be here. And we could talk about the news and catch up and stuff like that, but then throw in guests as they come. Because there was some, bro, looking back on the first season, whatever you want to call it, there was like monster guests like every week. I don't know how sustainable that is. They don't even live in New York.
You're a powerful guy.
But I just got all of the powerful people in New York, and now that's it. So there's no booker that like flies them in from California, you know?
I mean,
are you far from the mic?
That's what I thought. That's what I was saying, but he was telling
he's
me,
good?
No, yeah.
Okay.
You sure? Yeah. You can hear me? Yeah, you can hear me. I mean, I don't know what strings you could pull, but we got to get Sabrina Carpenter on the show.
I mean, maybe season three.
Maybe
season three,
yeah.
She's a little big, you know? Maybe we'll start at BB Rexa.
Maybe Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Maybe Charlie from D'Amelio from TikTok. Actually, it was a good idea. She's in New York. I did she's on the Broadway show, right?
Uh-oh.
With Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone has made a career for himself.
Yeah, man. Just being a cool guy.
Yeah, and like all the, I have to like follow in a Joey Fatone. I'm the Joey Fatone of Jersey Shore. So I got to see.
Fatone? You're not the Joey Fatone.
Bro, think about it.
Yeah.
He's literally the most second famous person from NSYNC.
You think so?
There's no one. There's just.
You got Justin.
Justin.
Okay.
And then you've.
But
Lance was gay.
Lance was gay.
And went to space or wanted to go to space.
Lance was gay. Wanted to go to
wanted
space.
Wanted to get some space dick.
So space cock.
And then the other ones are just.
Which is dehydrated.
Space cock is. Yep. Yeah. Doesn't get hard.
Doesn't get hard. It's chalky.
Yeah.
Then you had the Puerto Rican guy.
There was a Puerto Rican guy?
There was one guy that might have been Puerto Rican.
With the chin strap, Chris?
Yeah, there's always one guy that is a little ethnic than everyone.
He's
you don't
performing
know.
At Hot Topic.
he's the one that's still, like, he has, like, a cast in his arm, but he's still performing in a mall.
I think there's, like, I'm on the algorithm of the boy band TikTok.
I already know what you're going
to
say.
And they all merge together, and you got, like,
O-Town, baby.
O-Town doing Backstreet Boys.
It's incredible. It's incredible. In front of a Claire's, like you said, in front of fucking Hot Topic.
Yeah. Killing
and
it.
You feel bad, but then you go, they sound good.
They sound good.
They sound good.
They sound good. They're working.
They work.
They're getting paid, you know?
Yeah.
Nick Lachey, I mean, he made a whole career just hosting these reality shows on Netflix.
Yeah. It's like he partially owns
Love is Blind
Ultimatum.
I don't think he owns it. I just think that like, they didn't know that it was going to be such a massive show.
Yeah.
So you just take a gamble and then you end up like stepping in shit.
Yeah.
Kind of happened with Jersey Shore just in general.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's going to be. But then he does the ultimatum and shit. No, this is just him playing the piano.
That's the guy from O-Town.
Which one was O-Town?
Liquid Dreams.
How does that go?
hot girl. She's not your average girl. She's a supersonic queen. Yes. That shit was fire.
That was good.
It was all like liquid women, like hot liquid ladies.
Yeah.
I used to love that shit. Used to get me
There
going.
Was an old MTV show about a boy band. I forgot what it was called.
Making the Band. No.
No.
It was O-Town, though. They made O-Town.
They made, but not make, was that Making the Band? It was a show, and it had like some like weird screech looking guy as part of it.
It was scripted, right?
Yeah, it was scripted, but it was a real band.
Was it that one?
Together, yeah.
Yes, and there was like a guy, and then there was like a dude from Remember the Titans. Is that the dude from Remember the Titans? No. Yeah, is that Kevin Farley? I think that is Kevin Farley. It is Kevin P. Farley.
Really? Wait, yeah, is that Chris Farley's brother?
Yes. I remember that show.
We can't play the sound.
We're unlocking memories like that AOL episode, dude.
Yeah.
I love doing this.
No, that was pretty fire. But yeah, Nick Lachey. He stepped. And it's just like, it's so funny that him and Vanessa, whatever, what's her name? I don't know. But she, like, they're like the pinnacle of a relationship. Like, they walk in there and they're like, meanwhile, all he's doing is just reciting lines that the producer is giving.
100%.
You know what I mean? The most vanilla guy. He's like, so how do you feel?
Yeah.
It's like, you know. But yes, I am following in Joey. If I'm on Broadway in 20 years, bro, that's fucking goals.
Yeah. Would you like to do Broadway?
100%. Yeah. I have no talent, though. Like, you have to. I always thought I was in an off-Broadway play. It was called That Bachelorette Show. And it was where, like, just drunken. It was like the precursor to Chippendales. It was where drunken bachelorettes would come and do like an interactive show, mm-hmm. like Tony and Tina's Wedding kind of thing.
Yes.
And you would like, that was kind of like one of those ones where I was like, damn, like things are getting bad.
Yeah. You're like, you're on Broadway. You're like, off Broadway.
Off Broadway. We had to negotiate like $300. Like, it was like, it was like, why is my agent involved in this? The guy was like, he literally said to me, he's like, oh, I just did a play with Screech. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in that territory now. I'm in that territory. So yeah, we went off on a tear. Anyway, so we're back, we're doing it, and we have a lot to catch up on. It sucks because this is going to air next week. Also, that's what we're trying to think about too. Like, what day is the best day to catch up on news? You would have to do it on like a Monday, but then you would have to release the podcast like at the end of the week. That's the thing. I like releasing it now, mm-hmm. but I also like talking about news. You know what I'm saying, Pat?
Yes.
So it's like, what's the protocol like?
Well, Tuesday doesn't matter. Horrible Tuesday. You record on Tuesday, it comes out on Wednesday, and Tuesday you're talking about everything that happened during the weekend.
The weekend, but nothing happens on a weekend.
Well, you got like, you know, special events like Super Bowl.
The stock market's closed on the weekend.
I think if you want it to be like up to date next day, you'd have to post.
Oh, so like, yeah. So record early in the week and post the next day. That's too much editing.
Or do a day, or do a daytime. We meet during the day. We find a day to meet during the day that you can release it at nighttime. The episode, he sends it to you, you ship it out at night.
Nah, but there's like clips and editing. Yeah, and it takes time. Yeah, so maybe like
fans have like a favorite day and they can comment and tell.
Yeah, fans in the comments, what would be your favorite day? Right now, mm-hmm. it's released on a Tuesday, and then we decompose, mm-hmm. dissect whatever happened from then on. Mm-hmm. But then like we got the weekend, so it's pretty cool. It's working, but maybe there's another option. Like record on a Monday, release on a Thursday type shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys, I just posted this too. I know I could be annoying to you guys, but I think they missed me a little bit. I was getting a lot of messages that they missed something went wrong. That's how I am. I'm like the little brother that is like fucking annoying, but you miss me when I'm not there. You miss my annoying little ass. So we're back. We're going to talk about, that's why I was saying that, because the Super Bowl for us was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And it's old news by now, even 2 days next week. Actually, it'll probably like come back again in a couple of weeks. But right now it's like so exhausted talking about.
You can always make Patty do a little work. This comes out tomorrow, right? And then Tuesday.
Yeah.
We start next Tuesday, kind of. Then
if you're not talking about Drake versus Kendrick 5 seconds later, you missed the boat. You missed the boat. But we don't need that shit, okay? We're generic here. So we're going to have guests. We're going to have catch-ups. The first catch-up, why I did not record for a little while, too, is because what was happening with my dog, RIP. Figs was with me doing some comedy shows, so I was kind of telling you, like, things are getting a little bad.
Yeah, man.
The last, like, 2 months became, like, a real, like, hospice situation. Mm. And she had kidney disease, so she was peeing. Like, she couldn't, her bladder, her kidneys weren't functioning correctly, so she was going to the bathroom so much. But, you know, people wanted to, like, do it back then. And I thought, like, she still had more time in her. Mm. And because not everyone will take care of their dogs like that. Not everyone could be there, you know, like, picking them up physically to go to the bathroom. And then, you know, but I did. I kind of, like, shut down, like, my whole life for a couple months between me and my sisters, and were just, like, kind of doing one last push. Because it was also nothing fatal wrong with her.
Mm-hmm. It was like a slow decline.
Yeah. So you never know. Like, the vets want to do it instantly. The vets, like, see something wrong and they're like, you got to do it. Like,
why do you think that's because they feel that the dog's in pain? Or maybe they think, like you said, that you won't be there to nurture her the whole time.
Yeah. I think a little bit of both. And I think that they're also probably used to seeing all of the really bad cases that, like, in their mind, like, my dog reminds them of, like, some really bad situation that they just saw 5 seconds before, you know? So there were a couple times where, like, we went to the ER thinking it was going to be time. But then that doctor, God bless him, was like, I don't think it's time yet. He's like, she still has a functioning kidney. She still has quality of life. And you know, we could, you know, if you want to spend the money, we could, like, get her going. And we did. And it got her through the holidays. It got her some time after that.
That's great.
And even up until, have you ever, like, put a dog to sleep?
No.
Dude, it's the worst. Pat, you? It's the worst thing.
I'm not looking forward to it.
It's the worst thing because, like, it's a lose-lose, right? You don't want them to end up in a fatal situation to where it's an emergency because then they're suffering. But it's the most unnatural feeling in the world, putting them to sleep when they're still relatively okay and conscious and looking around and they don't know what's going on and they're, like, looking you in the eye and you, like, know what's going to happen and they don't. That's, like, the most crazy feeling. And it's, like, almost like you kind of, like, want an emergency situation to happen a little bit just so you'd be like, all right, it's time. Mm-hmm. But with her, that never came. It was time. She, like, hadn't eaten in weeks. She was skin and bones. She hurt her leg. She couldn't even move. And she was, like, had the kidney disease and cancer. Like, it was time. But still, it wasn't, like, an emergency, you know?
But still, you're, like, watching. You're, like...
Bro, it's just... It makes you... It's not... It's beyond, like... Not to get, like, so deep, but it's beyond between you and a dog or whatever. It just, like, confronts you about death itself. Because not, like, until, like, something you love is in your arms and just disappears and you're like, where did you go? You don't really think about death. You know, it's kind of in the back of your head. You zone it out. But even though it's an animal, it really confronts you with that real life shit. Does that make sense?
Of course.
And that's what fucked with me the most. It wasn't like, because I had processed that she wasn't the same dog anymore for months. So it's not like I'm walking around here like missing her. Of course I miss her, but like I accepted that she was old and not that same dog anymore, and that like she doesn't, and she was suffering bad. But still, it's like, you know, like the where did she go feeling is crazy. And also, like, more so than a human too, because a human, you know, dies, like you might see them once every couple months, but your dog is like around every single corner. They're like your
companion,
your shadow. It's like you lose like a part of you, which is nuts. So definitely was a rough couple months, but we did everything we could. And, you know, I like spent a lot of money, a lot of time. And I hope, you know, everyone knows that's what I was doing these last couple months. So.
I'm glad I met her. She's a sweetheart.
You did.
A nice little dog. You fucking big girl.
Yeah. And she was strong too. That's the problem. Sometimes when they're so strong, like you never know if you're pushing them too much, because like they could just be like, they can't talk to you. So they can't tell you like, you know, like it's time now, you know? Also, like at that point, part of the problem becomes with their quality of life is like, they don't want to eat. So you can't just like put medicine in their food. So you have to start pilling them. And every single part of their life becomes a pill shoved down their throat, poking them with a needle to give them fluids. And it's just like, And a human, you would do it for. It's like, yo, this is what you got to do, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But for a dog, it's like she doesn't understand, you know? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
How old was she?
She was going on 12.
Wow.
Yeah. I rescued her when, you know, like in 2013 from North Shore Animal League. And I remember she was fucking crazy. She was like this little tiny thing jumping around and like, you know, I ignored all the red flags, you know, but she ended up being like a sweetheart. She was just really hyper and like jumped a lot. But, well, yeah, it was the first dog also that like just lived with me. Mm. Like we moved to like five different houses together just because I moved around so much because like life changes, right? And your dog just like comes with you. And not every dog would have adapted like that, like she did.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do to hold her memory? Like, are you going to get something? Are you going to get a plaque, tattoo?
I have the ashes and I have her paw prints and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
That's good.
The ones that they gave were kind of whack. The options in the room. I was like, yo, just that one because I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
of course.
My dog just died, you know?
Of course.
So I feel like I could do better with like the plaque or something like that. But for now, I was just like, just give me that. Like,
I think you should get her face on your chest.
My sister has it tattooed to her forearm.
There you go.
Because before, when we first got the dog, we all used to live in the same house. So
you got that dog in you.
Got that dog
gotta
in
get
me.
That, get her face and go, I got that dog in me.
Well, that's what my running coach said. Because now, like, when I do my runs, you know, it gives me that extra dog in me.
Yeah.
I've always had that dog in me, but it was like a chihuahua.
Nah.
Now it's a pit bull.
Now it's a pit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So RIP, love her. And thank you also for all of the, oh my God, like that picture I posted. I don't think last time I got that many likes, I was naked in the shower. So it was great. And everybody's been good. So, but yeah, so
let's get some shots. We need a little cognac or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we're back. Oh, that's another thing too, dude. I had to like stop working out. Just everything became about that. So now I'm back to running, back to like working out a bit more. And that's it. All right, guys. This show is sponsored by Ollie. Okay. Clean, fresh, nutritious dog food that your dogs are going to love. You guys know I am a dog lover. Obviously, the dog subject is a little touchy for me right now, but I have been a dog lover my whole life and I've always had dogs. And what you feed them is so important. And Ollie is a great company. Because it just makes real food, whole food that humans could eat. And there's no harmful fillers, there's no preservatives. Ollie is made in U.S. kitchens, and the ingredients are carefully sourced from trusted growers and producers around the world. All right. Now, of course, this is going to help your dog overall, their health, and also for picky eaters, too. You know, it's those days of going to the dog store and just getting like whack kibble off the shelves. Is over. All right, guys, we are totally in a new world now. And you introduce the Ollie to your dog. And you even get, this is pretty cool, for any first timers out there, Ollie will send you your box with 2 weeks worth of meals and guide you how to gradually switch it into the new diet. And there's all sorts of ways that you can customize your plan. It could be a full plan. It could be just a topper plan or a mixed plan. Freshly baked recipes. It is awesome. Give it a try, guys. I love anything to do with making dogs happier and healthier. So give your pup a fresh start this new year by letting them test a personalized meal plan with Ollie. Head to ollie.com/Vinny. Tell them all about your dog and use code VINNY to get 60% off your first box of meals when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a clean bowl guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's OLLIE.com/Vinny, VINNY, and enter code Vinny to get 60% off your first box. That's crazy. Start your dog's new year off right with Ollie. You heard that, guys. Give your pup a fresh start this new year by letting them taste a personalized meal plan with Ollie. Head to ollie.com/Vinny. Tell them all about your dog and use code Vinny to get 60% off your first box of meals when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a clean bowl guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's OLLIE.com/Vinny and enter code Vinny, VINNY,
To get 60% off your first box, start your dog's new year off right with Ollie. Now let's get back to the show.
So how are your holidays?
Good, good, man. A lot of eating. Family's good. You know, it was good
That's
to see
thing,
family.
Dude, fucking, I gained a lot of weight during the holidays. Bro. That's why you were texting me about dieting. I'm like, bro, Christmas is tomorrow.
I went 15 days of being a good boy, no carbs, no drinking. Then holidays came, lost it all.
Yeah.
Bananas went.
It's not
brutal.
About what you eat between New Year's and Christmas. It's yeah. about what you eat between... No, I'm sorry. It's not about what you eat between Christmas and New Year's. It's about what you eat between New Year's and Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
So now it's a new year. We gotta, you know,
we're gonna get it. We're gonna do it right. We're gonna do it right.
Yeah. He's drinking a White Claw. What is that?
White Claw.
Oh, literally. Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Where'd you get that?
I took it from the other studio.
While he's getting drunk right now.
Just a little something. Come on, we're talking about loved ones and stuff. You know, yeah. A little something fun. Yeah. An alcoholic will make excuses for anything.
That's true.
I'm like, oh, you got the new LED picture over there. Let me have a drink.
Yeah. all right. Well, since then, what else happened? Elon Musk became a Nazi.
Bro, I mean, the boy was sure stimming hard.
He was stimming.
He was stimming hard.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, because you think, like, realistically, if he was, you know, a Nazi or whatever, right, we would check him. After yeah. that moment, if he said some wild shit, he would get checked and it would be over.
Well, he would have to say,
yeah,
I did a Nazi salute.
Yes.
You know, he's like, I didn't do that.
He was stimming. Like, he was just excited. He was stimming.
Why would you do that if it wasn't? But then are you just, like, trolling and quietly doing it with, hidden message in it? You know what I'm saying? Like he said he didn't do it. So, like, okay, but you did. But I didn't. But you did. It's like, all right, we're going to go around in circles. And, by the way, he was stimming, but, like, I know, like, people don't like that, like, autism has, like, an excuse for everything now.
Yeah.
This is going to sound crazy, but yeah. As someone with anxiety, yeah. I kind of have beef with the autistic community. No, like...
There's the clip.
I don't know who their publicist is,
yeah.
But they're, like, everything is so cool with them.
Yeah.
They're,
yeah.
like, fucking rock stars.
Yeah.
And people look at me like I'm a giant pussy.
Yeah.
I follow a guy on... I follow Tanner with the tism.
Okay.
500,000 followers, okay? No one's following Petey with the palpitations.
Yeah. with, like, the heart palpitations?
Yeah.
That's just an Italian kid who's nervous. That's just an Italian kid who loses his mom.
We all have
everybody has
anxiety. Yeah.
Palpitations.
Nah, but, like, anxious people, like, they have their own show.
Yeah.
Anxious people don't have their own reality show.
I mean, autistic people have their own show. Anxious people.
Dating show. I mean,
yeah.
No one would probably show up to the anxiety date.
Yeah, I mean,
you'd have to, like, actually go and find parking. You know,
yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just like a side note, but that's what I feel like was happening.
Those are,
like,
just Jewish dudes.
What?
Anxiety guys are just Jewish dudes.
No, Italians have anxiety.
And Italian, but
Tony Soprano,
Jewish, Italian, Greek, they're all kind of in a vendetta.
Yeah,
it's
the mothers, right?
It's the mothers.
Yeah, the anxious 100%
moms. 100%
the mom. Teaching you that the world is dangerous.
The nervousness from the moms, it bleeds down to you, and that, oh God, yep. I get it all from my mom, dude.
Dude, all the other kids when I was a kid, they were able to, like, run around outside till the street lights came on.
Yeah.
Like, I used to literally, I had the fear of God in me. Like, I did not play in the street. My mom wasn't there, and I still wouldn't do it. I was like a trained pit
Dude,
bull.
I got locked out of my building, and I couldn't remember the number, and I pissed my pants in the lobby.
Oh, really? Oh, you were scared?
I just couldn't remember. I could have pressed any number, and they would be like, Mikey, and they would have buzzed me in. I was so scared, so nervous. I thought I was going to get taken.
Right.
I was going
to
get taken.
Oh, dude, that happened to me once, too. I was in the Staten Island Mall. Used to have the Disney store, and they had this, like, spaceship in the middle, like, yeah. Marvin the Martian spaceship.
And you, like, walk under it or something?
You walk in it, and I walked in it. I went on the other side. My mother was nowhere to be found. Bro, I looked at this random guy and started hysterically crying. And then they had to, like, call the worker and shit. And my mother was, like, 5 feet away. She was, like, looking at Mickey Mouse.
it just is what it is.
Yeah, we were all born with the anxieties. But
yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, so I don't know. Like, everyone was doing that. I remember that whole thing going around, like, autism or Nazi? Autism or Nazi? It was a little bit of both, but nah.
He gets excited. He starts stimming. He did the same thing on Joe Rogan. He was excited to be on Joe Rogan, and Joe was like, you want to smoke? And he was like, all right, yeah, let me smoke.
Yeah.
And it fucked
he's
up
impulsive.
Everything with Tesla. Yeah, he's impulsive. Yeah.
But you gotta know, man. I mean, I saw, and it was funny too, because like I was like trying to debate people, and I was showing them other clips of literally like Kamala.
Well, they did it, yeah.
Like literally, they're just doing it. Like,
it's like I'm throwing out my heart to you or whatever.
It's like one decimal down.
Yes.
That's going Nazi.
Yeah. But it was also the.
Yeah. That, no, it's the lip bite. It's
that
the,
thing that he did was what it was like. Steiser, hi, Steiser, Steiser. You just saw the bombs going off. Yeah, you're like, no, don't do that.
Yeah. So I'm not defending it. I'm not defending it. But also, it's like he said he didn't do it. So what do you want me to say here? You know what I'm saying? Like, he said that's what it was, and he like like okay, and then switching topics to another current, which is Kanye. Mm. That's a Nazi.
Kanye, so
that's
so,
straight on. I'm a Nazi.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He literally is writing it. He's like, let's enslave the Jews. I am a Nazi. Here's a swastika on a shirt.
On a shirt.
You know
bro,
what I mean?
Damn.
It's like that is what's happening now. And I know I'm always on like the wrong side of history with everything, with Trump, with Drake. I am not on Team Kanye. Okay, I am not.
There you go. You're just like no.
There's nothing. Thank you. I finally got one. They're gonna still find something wrong because I'm like, I want to protect and provide, and they're like, no, you're a fucking fascist.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Did Kanye get banned, or he just deactivated his account?
He got banned after he posted porn.
Gotcha.
So that was
you could post porn.
Right. That's the weird part that everyone's like, why didn't you take him off when he was saying, let's enslave the Jews and hit women?
Yeah.
Why did you do it for porn? It was almost like there was a fine line between freedom of speech, even if it's hate speech, and something that they can legally tag him for.
Yeah.
And they acted like the porn was it, but porn is legal there, which is strange. Yeah. Maybe there's like a weird thing in the terms of service about like you can't post porn after 7. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
No, you can't do Nazi. You can't swastikas in porn. Just doesn't go.
It was too much. It was like what's like a food that you can't pair it again. It was like you know they have those pizzas with the penne vodka on top of it.
Oh yeah,
it's too much.
It's way too much.
So yeah, it was like you can't do Nazi and porn.
Wild, dude. He went off, Kanye. For like what reason, dude?
I mean.
Being a troll?
I've been saying this for years when everyone kept saying that he has a mental illness. I'm like, he doesn't have a mental illness. Again, it's that like autism like excuse thing. Mm. It's like he does it every time he wants to sell an album, right? Mm-hmm. It's like remember when he did like the house way and it was going crazy.
Yeah.
And I just feel like every round it gets a little bit crazier and he's like, I'm gonna wear a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do White Lives Matter. And everyone's like, oh, he's insane. I'm like, He's just pushing the envelope more and more and more. Mm. But it's always been kind of like ambiguous. Like the last time he was like, I love Hitler, but I love everybody.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know what I mean? Like some weird, like paradoxical, like I love my enemies like Jesus did. So it's kind of catches you in like a paradox.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no excuse for this one.
Yeah.
He's posting the Cassie Diddy video.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for that.
Yeah, he's wilding out.
He's physically saying, I hit. I'm not trying to virtue signal. Like I said, I'm always on the wrong side of history. I've never hit a woman. I've never come close to hitting. I know you're Puerto Rican. It's different, but
yeah, so
I've never.
Sometimes I just kind of.
You know,
I've. And then I dance after. So that's my paradox.
And she's like.
Part of the dance, baby.
She's like, oh, I love you, Poppy. Thank you. I've never even come.
What about the thing?
I've never come close.
What about the thing you said about fat women? That was
kind of true.
Funny.
No.
He goes. I'm not. Wait.
Woke fat bitches.
It's about sexually offended. Yeah. Fat women are sexual offenders because I'm sexually offended when I see them.
Yeah. That was kind of. He was spitting there.
Yeah, but at the same time, we've advocated for tortas. So.
We support tortas. So
that is true. So, yeah. That is true. Like it's funny if you're a guy that is into skinny women, but not me.
Love the BBW
tortas. They do not sexually offend me.
No, not at all.
I'm sexually aroused by that.
Yes.
Oh man, I love them.
We love them. Big girls
fucking
only.
Love them.
We got to get a shirt. Big girls only.
Hell yeah. but yeah, no, I've never. There's no excuse. There's like a line in like guys' head where I think that they feel like like, because you
back
see
in the
it.
Day, yeah.
But no, even on TMZ now, you see like, oh, so-and-so pushed his girl.
Like, that's like the CTE, though. That's like Antonio Brown or like whoever, or like, you know.
Yeah, some people are just born with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Like Diddy. Like Diddy. How can you do
the
that?
The power of Diddy.
So, wow. Yeah, so there's no excusing. And also, like, the whole thing with Trump, like, about me being on the wrong side of history, and everyone that kept calling him a Hitler and the Nazi all that time. It's like, whether you don't like him or not, like, this is what a Nazi looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is, go to Kanye's Twitter and compare and contrast that with the things that Trump has said about like illegal immigration.
Yeah.
And I get that you don't like that one either, but this is Hitler-esque. Kanye thing and not Trump. So I feel, what's it called?
Vindicated?
Vindicated, yeah.
That's a good podcast name. Vindicated with Vinny.
Vindicated, yeah. Well, now, I never had to be vindicated until I started podcasting. Version 2 is vindicated. Yeah, so.
Crazy Kanye. And then how'd you feel about his girl? Oh, slamming body.
Yeah, I don't think, that's where, like, they're saying that she's, like, controlled by him and shit. I mean, who knows? I feel like she's kind of just in his camp of like, let's be outrageous and shit. I remember I just seen her in this one video, this one TikTok once of some guy with the secret glasses picking her up.
The meta glasses?
You ever see that one?
Her
up?
No.
It's super interesting because she's like kind of flirting with the guy, but then she says, I'm married at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But like, no, look up Beyonce. Yeah.
At that point, I think it's all publicity stunts, especially.
Oh, it's that. It's Stack Gold, that one. The one behind it. Maybe because that one has like a graphic. No, down. That one. Yeah.
Bianca? That's her?
That's her. She kind of looks different, right?
Yeah, she's
cut it again. No, I cut it like 3 weeks ago and then I just dyed it.
What color is it?
By the way, these guys that do these pickup TikToks are crazy.
Oh, he's one of those guys. Yeah. I know that kid. Yeah, I know those guys.
Isn't this...
You're sexy. My name's New.
Where'd it go?
Nice to meet you. You from L.A.?
It's Bieber.
Oh, okay.
Isn't this a little bit too much talky-talk for a married person before they say they're married?
100%.
The way she's smiling and looking at him. Bro, I go up to single girls that don't fucking look at me.
Yeah, 100%.
She's locked eyes. Look at that smile.
Yeah. I mean, because
unless you're just like the nicest person on earth.
Now the guy is a
he's risen
all stud.
Yeah,
he's a cool dude. He's got the look, and he's risen. If it's the guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not this page, but the guy that's doing it is a guy who.
No, they're hot.
Good looking kid. He's a good looking, tall. Looks like he's a fucking linebacker for the Ravens or some shit.
Yeah.
He looks like an athlete. And that girl, that's her type of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think if you ever marry me one day,
African American something.
That's her type. Right. Well, she was like a snow bunny. That's what they call white girls, right? Like white blonde girls that like are always like in music videos.
Yeah. But she looks more like a Kardashian. But a snow bunny is like a snow bunny. Yeah.
Snow bunnies are thicker. She got big ass boobs, she's not like fat ass. You know what I mean?
Snow bunny.
It's like that guy that does the English or Spanish. First person to move.
Oh, yeah. I love that, dude. I love that. I love those. Because everybody, it's just like, it's guy code to just fucking be like, damn it, he got me.
I don't know what I would do. But yeah, I love those too.
I would maybe give it a second and be like, I'm gay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, she's hot. But that's the thing too. It's like, there's no coming out of this for him where it's not good for his family.
I agree with you.
His children.
I agree with
this girl.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And now also, like, even if you had some kind of hidden secret meaning, it can't be expressed because no one around you could be associated with you anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
No one's going to be like, except unless it's Diddy.
Yeah.
Diddy can be the only one.
Him, Diddy,
it's
R. Kelly.
Kanye,
super,
Diddy,
super
and R. Kelly.
They're going to be performing at Claire's.
Exactly. With Old Town.
It's going to be all three of them. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You'd be like getting frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
I agree with you, but there's just a part of me that feels like Kanye's still going to come back. There's just a little part of me that
But that's
something's
going to
happen.
That's the problem, though, because the problem is, and what everyone's like really pissed at, is the fact that he doesn't go away.
Yes.
If he was a crazy person, I was just talking crazy, but really can't really make anything shake in the world, yeah, no one would give a shit. But he will have the number one album. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? And I want him to. I love his music. I want him to. I fucking love Kanye music. He's one of my favorite artists.
We got to clip all that out.
I love his music. I do. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know.
But like, it's everything he said is so bad. I'm just playing devil's advocate because it's like, was he just talking shit? Like, does he mean these things? Or was he just like, I'm going to say the worst things because I'm Kanye and I'm going to say the worst things and get everybody upset because I'm Kanye?
I think that it's like he wants to keep, it's almost like there's part of that whole like, what's it called when an actor becomes
method,
like method yeah. acting and like this whole like social project
yeah,
of
yeah,
like,
yeah.
of like just in the real world of like, and then calling it art.
Yeah.
Cause you can like slap a banana on a wall and call it art. You know what I mean?
$60 million.
So there's a performative thing that's happening here. But at the same time, like, he's talked enough about Jews to be like, there's a problem. You got to start believing somebody when they say something 4,000 times. Maybe the first time I was like, okay, what's the hidden meaning? Like, are you helping black artists come up? Because, there probably are some rich dudes giving whack contracts. But now he's just like, let's slap the Jews.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, it's too much now to where it's like, he does believe it. It is performative. And like, again, even if it's performative, like you can't just be like, oh, like I hit women, but this is like performative art. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the real question just which I believe is like, I still believe in free speech though. I want to see people talk crazy because I don't think people should be censored in what they say. I feel like the most dangerous thing is a psycho being around and not knowing they're a psycho.
You'd rather
someone know they're a psycho.
Yeah.
Until it crosses the line of physical violence, mm-hmm. which he did in like a couple of those tweets.
You're right, yeah.
And that's where I don't know if he knew what he was doing because like, sure, say all the crazy Kanye shit you want. Mm-hmm. But then like, he's like saying like, we need to like, you know, sell Nazi merch and like,
and he is selling it, right?
And he is selling it, and I think that just got banned. Mm. And we need to like hit girls, and we need to promote that. Like, then you're like, you're bugging. It's crossing into violence territory, you know.
And he used his God card, right? Oh, now I'm going to become a preacher and make a Baptist a gospel album. He used that card. He did that already.
Yeah.
And if he says I'm crazy, he used that card. I have a mental illness. I didn't take my medicine. I imagine
the next thing,
that after a couple years when it simmers down, he's going to have an interview and everybody's going to want that interview.
Right.
And he's going to say what I did was wrong. I was in a dark place. I lost this. I lost that. And I'm retired or whatever. And then people might say like, we miss your music. What's the new album? Like they might just forget about
later on. I think right now he went too far. And I think that I usually see the trend of go crazy, sell an album, go crazy, sell an album. This one was like too far to where I don't even know. Like, I don't even know if like people could like platform him. Mm. Like, I don't know. I think like some things have to come, even though he's like crazy independent in his own world, which is why he does this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there has to be like a stop to like supporting him. You know what I'm saying? Too far.
Yeah. Can he go on Rumble? Like, if he made a podcast tomorrow, I know people would listen to it, but what platform?
I don't know. I feel like he's kind of, like, annoying on podcasts. Like, he's good for, like, a second, but then, like, you kind of, like, all right, this is, like, I can't follow.
Crazy guys are you finding, like, I don't know if Antonio Brown is crazy. Like,
they're funny for, like, a clip, but they're not funny for, like, listening to for, like, 2 hours long. You know
what
I mean?
It's wild. I mean, you know, yeah.
All right, guys, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys know that I am an advocate for therapy and for helping your mental health and going to therapy. And what makes BetterHelp great is that it's in the palm of your hand. It's all online. And finding a therapist could be tricky. You know, everyone has different things that they're dealing with. For me, I've always dealt with anxiety issues. So it's good to have somebody who's a professional that could help guide you, give you the tools you need to navigate this hard thing called life. But it could be for relationships. It could be for your family. Therapy is always a good move. And with BetterHelp, it makes it easy, convenient. And there are 30,000 credentialed therapists for you to choose from. They have a wide range of specialties. And a good part is that you could easily switch therapists at any time with no extra cost. Sometimes you might just not gel with somebody, but it's cool if you have the option to have this whole catalog of therapists. You know, I mean, it really opens it up to the whole world. Over 5 million people use BetterHelp, all right, worldwide. So it's definitely a good look. So write your story with BetterHelp, okay? Visit BetterHelp.com/Vinny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY, and start your therapy journey today. Now back to the show.
Anyway, wow. Speaking about the wrong side, we talked about Kanye. Speaking about being on the wrong side of history, even though this airs next week, it'll be over. We'll talk a little bit about Kendrick and Drake.
Oh boy.
What'd you think about it? I've been on the wrong side of history with this, and what?
Me?
Oh. I've been on the wrong side of history with it, and I think, you know what? Like, actually, fuck it.
Fuck it. Go for it. No.
Not even that. I was going to say, like, it's so tiring, like, just, like, dissecting shit and watching a million TikToks about everyone dissecting it. Mm-hmm. It's like Drake won.
Yeah. Wait.
Drake won the beef.
You think Drake won the beef?
Kendrick sucks. No, I'm kidding. No. I'm not even like that. I'm not like what's the sucky part about this whole situation is that I equally always liked Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But because I'm a red pill guy, you force me to yell at my girlfriend. No, I'm kidding. Because I'm a red pill guy, not the we hate women red pill, but just like the Matrix red pill. You force me to like always look at the bigger picture of what's going on and shit.
Mm.
And like some things don't add up. Mm. Like Not Like Us being the greatest song of all time. It wins 5 Grammys. It's not that good.
But if you're a red pill guy, wouldn't you like Kendrick more? Because Kendrick tries to portray a message about, you know, about black people and government and all that kind of stuff.
Well, no, that's like red pill in his bubble of red pill. I'm like 3 bigger layers out of there. I'm in fucking outer space right now.
That Drake did. Okay.
That it's all a weird game of chess that's happening. And that, you know,
and Drake got too close to the sun. So they're like, okay,
that aspect of it where like Kendrick is kind of like taking him out. But also again, like the everybody just acting like Drake doesn't have like a billion hits.
100%.
And it's 100%. Like, it's like as good as Kendrick is, he's amazing and he's an activist and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Musically, Drake has more hits.
True,
for pound. It's like a good fighter versus like Mayweather who has like a 50 something fight.
But you know what it is? But it's like comparing Matt Rife to fucking like a Louis C.K. or something, but pretend Louis, like a great comedian in that regard, respect it. Chris Rock.
Who's who?
Matt Rife is Drake because Drake's music is like club bangers. They don't have it, like, it's not like meaningful. His rap skills are so good. Meanwhile, Kendrick's every song is like meaningful and the double entendre.
I get what you're
all of this shit and all of the history
messages
on stuff.
I get what you're saying, but
I'm not defending. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm just.
I know you're just
devil's
like
advocate.
Neutral wall here.
because if
no,
you're
no,
asking,
no,
yeah,
no, no, I wasn't a dig. I was just saying.
No. I know
pay
what
you mean. For. No,
yeah, you know.
I want to know if Figs is real
because I thought the Super Bowl.
I don't
want to
cancel over you.
No. I thought it sucked. Not the Super Bowl thing.
Yeah.
No. Oh no. Because. It did but suck. I'll get into that. Why? I'll get into that. But on the, in terms of Drake and Kendrick, go ahead.
So that's not a good analogy just because if Matt Rife was Drake, he would have 100 comedy specials.
I see what you're saying. Okay, you're right.
So compared to the bigger comedian who's consistently for he's the Chris Rock.
Yeah.
He's the guy that for years and years and years have given us bangers.
But people don't hate Chris Rock. Drake is and like Kent, oh, this light-skinned fucking dude making the same bullshit. He's singing. He's talking about women.
He's just from Canada.
He's a fuck boy. That's what I meant. Like Matt Rife.
He's a fuck boy.
He's a pretty boy and all this light bullshit.
But that's what I mean by going... three steps deeper of what's going on here. It's not music. Music, Drake has him beat in terms of...
Statistically,
numbers. He's the most... I think if you look on Spotify, he's the third most streamed of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Act like musically, it's even in the same... When we're talking about global mass music for every race, every person, and he's mixed, so he could reach white people and shit like that or whatever. But that's called like just being able to do it. You know what I mean? To give him his flowers for being able to sing rap. He is corny when he starts to get gangster and shit.
Yeah.
But like, you know, everybody liked him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And at the same time, I've always liked Kendrick. Mm-hmm. Whenever Kendrick has a new album and shit, but this has kind of like forced me to be like, we're disproportionately like judging this shit here because, you know, everyone like loves Kendrick's poetic art so much. Mm-hmm. People also love AOC, but you know, Drake would kill her in a rap battle. So it's but she would kill him in like some... congressional hearing.
Do you think that Kendrick was the underdog?
I mean, make up your mind. Was he or was he they're saying it both ways. They're saying he is an underdog, but he's also the better, bigger artist.
I think that he's the underdog because he's not, doesn't have the stats that Drake has. He doesn't, you know, people don't love him as much as they like Drake. The real hip hop heads like Kendrick. So he's kind of like the underdog, whatever.
Right. And then real hip hop.
Real hip.
LA hip hop.
LA rapping.
Yeah.
And Drake is like, I'm the best rapper. I'm the best. Fuck everybody. First person shooter. I'm the man.
Yeah.
And then Kendrick goes, oh, really? Okay. So Let me show you real rapper. And at first it was kind of like, he had push-ups. Drake had push-ups, and everyone was like, Drake is showing his motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then Kendrick said, Euphoria, where's your daughter? You're a pedophile.
Whoa. First of all.
And ham on him.
First of all, in that whole exchange, I get it. Not Like Us definitely took Drake out. But before Not Like Us, I think that family matters.
And Euphoria.
Bro, those bars, if you go back and listen, took him out, like bar by bar. Also, you got to understand, Drake was fighting 20 people versus one every time.
Yeah.
And then, like, everyone's just going to forget that Kendrick fucking put out a song about Drake having a daughter, which ended up not being true. That's an L.
Yeah.
We're just all going to, not like us, just erased everything. It was just such like a bop.
Yeah.
But it was but bar for bar. Family Matters is better than Not Like Us.
Oh, Family Matters is Drake's one. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Push Ups was the best one.
All Push Ups is a good, great bar.
That one was like, the song Euphoria is hot, the bars are hot, he's going in. And he says like,
it wasn't my favorite, it kind of sounded a little AI, but it was, they were having some good, it was like a boxing match where it's like pretty even. Like, it's like, that was good. Like, you judge it. And then like the knockout was Not Like Us.
So you think that the algorithm or media pushed Kendrick, pushed out that song?
I don't know about that. That's what Drake's shooting for. But now that I just said the fight thing, it's like, I just thought of an analogy. It's like when you're watching a boxing match that's like really even, where it could be anyone's.
Yeah.
And then somebody knocks the person out at the end. And then it's like, okay, they won.
Gotcha.
But that doesn't take away from like what happened the rest of the time. Or even like a guy in the UFC, this happens a lot. He's like winning the whole time.
Yeah.
But then at the end, he gets like tapped out. And you're like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had to tap out there. I know you're like, you were doing better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's like, kind of like what it reminded me of. Because Not Like Us is like just about like being a pedophile. Like that's it. It's like there's nothing. Okay, cool. Like, you made a bop about being a pedophile. But like, where are the like, those like little bars of like being like mad clever and shit like
that. Well, that was Euphoria and all of
those were the other ones, which he did. And like, I give him credit for that. But anyway, just
crazy.
Going to the red pill mode, it's like, then it just winning all the Grammys and, you know, like everyone just erasing Drake from existence and history. I'm like, this now is starting to not make sense to me. And it's getting beyond just like, this battle type thing. And then like everyone like saying A minor at the fucking Grammys. I'm like,
and a Super Bowl.
I feel like I'm watching like the Illuminati or some shit.
I see what you're saying.
Just because he's a light skinned fuck boy and he likes, and he like, and he like does, by the way, too, I thought about this, thought about this theory.
And he likes Millie Bobby Brown, but I mean, we all like Millie, but go ahead.
He did send a weird text to a high school basketballer. No, I don't know. I don't know if he's pedophile all day long, like A minor.
Like, have you ever met Drake?
Yeah, a couple times. Nice guy.
Nice guy. Okay.
Canadian.
Okay.
Canadians are there nice. You go. But I have no dog in this fight. You know what I'm saying? Except that, like, I'm also a fuckboy. But beyond that, like, which I was
just gonna act like he's not a fuckboy. He's a fucking rapper. I'm sure he fucking. I'm sure he's not this wholesome fucking dude.
Well. That's maybe what I was gonna say. Like, yeah. It's funny that, like, wouldn't you say like Kendrick probably represents like Democrats more? Like Kamala voters mm-hmm. probably like Kendrick, right? He's artsy, he's an activist.
Yeah.
He's about like what that represents,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure. He's like more BLM-y kind of.
Right. But if you think about it, like Kendrick is a family man. Mm-hmm. He's like he was like dressed as like Jesus once. Mm-hmm. Like I think he's like religious. Mm-hmm. Settled down, has the nice family. He's not about being in the streets and mm-hmm. shit like that, which is more conservative. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sure. Drake is a hoe.
Drake is a hoe.
Drake is more liberal.
Likes to gamble.
He likes to gamble. He shares his a little bit of his dick with everyone. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you like Kendrick, you're a Republican. I think that's really you like the concern. You like everyone just wants it every way.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm playing a character, okay? Luckily, no one pays attention to me and this gets 1,000 views.
No, but it's just two guys speaking about it.
I'm like begging for the Shade Room to pick it up. No, I'm kidding.
No, this is great. Like something
I don't
wrong
like, by the way, I don't like ever, like even when the whole Trump thing was, when I went to the MSG thing, I wasn't like doing it as a provocateur. I just was like, it was like a Sunday afternoon and I just like wanted to go to like the MSG Republican rock concert.
Yeah.
And then like people were reacting like I was trying to piss people off. I'm like, you guys are doing it. I'm not like, I'm just saying like, I'm not into like clickbait culture and saying shit just to say it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm on Jersey Shore. Like that's my main job. This is just like something I do for fun and just talk, you know?
Yeah, man.
With a comedic angle.
Yeah, for sure, man. And you know, I've never thought of it that way with Drake where it's like, did he do something wrong? Like, you know, like perhaps...
Got too big. Like, yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe there's some like insider shit. And again, this is not taking away anything. Like I love Kendrick as an artist. It just forced me to be like, whenever I see the big picture, mm-hmm. somebody being manipulated or whatever. And that's what also always like made me lean. I'm like an independent voter, but like I start to lean right when I'm like, hold on a second. Like, why is the media leaving this part of the thing out? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's an intentional manipulation going on here, and it happens on both sides. And I always catch it on both sides, but it happens on the left more mm-hmm. about it was happening about Trump, which forced like more than half the country to end up voting for him. But I see this is the Kendrick versus Drake is like the new election.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Would you agree that it's kind of like mainstream comedian, underground comedian, and the underground comedian roasted the shit out of the mainstream comedian.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. Like he won the lunchroom argument.
I think so.
You're this, you're that. And everyone's like, oh shit.
Yeah, but
that's pretty much what just happened.
But that would happen. And then if they started giving the fucking underground comedian Oscars for it. And then just like, you know what I'm saying? And like
I guess it
and everyone was like, story. Fuck the other guy yeah, yeah, yeah. and this and that. Like yeah. What did Drake do? Like
when you,
besides be a fuckboy.
Yeah. You know? When you go on the internet, you go, Drake, oh my God, he's gone. You don't hear from him, whatever. But then you see his concerts and he's selling out.
Oh my God.
Like
we all listen to fucking Drake.
He's like his tickets.
Everyone, he's about to drop an album, Party Next Door. It's about to be fire.
Really?
By the way, if he actually was a PDF file, mm-hmm. then
yeah,
I take
blank that out. I said it a couple times.
I take out everything that I say.
And, of course, but we don't know.
But you don't.
Yeah,
and it's a pretty far fetch.
Yeah, and it'll be hilarious if he is, and then we got to have another episode. Like,
oh yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
All right, well,
it's like that Hangover scene, Bradley Cooper. I fucked up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What do you think about the Super Bowl performance?
That's the part where it's like, this is going to be like ancient by next week. But again, who cares? Just like five listeners listen to this. But it was, you know what's funny? Like, I 100% think that Kendrick deserved a Super Bowl show, because at first I was kind of like, does he have the catalog? You know what I mean? Does he apply to the masses? But then I went back and looked at some older performances, and like, I'd rather probably see Kendrick over J-Lo. She's like, let's get loud, let's get...
But Shakira, I loved
sorry,
it.
I know you're Puerto
I loved
Rican.
It. Yeah.
Well, she needed Shakira.
But I like looking at chicks. I want to see Too Hot. I want to see Shakira shaking her ass. I want to see J-Lo fucking tap dancing and shit. I'm just a horny guy.
Yeah, I mean,
but I mean, it's the Super Bowl. It's right. Like, it's
you're
like
find me an angle.
Yeah.
An angle, whether I'm listening to the music or looking at Janet Jackson's titties, I need to.
Yeah, I want to see Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, you know?
Right. So, well, you got SZA's titties.
SZA looked good. SZA's she hot. Looked good on red pants. She looked nice and thick. I thought she was nice.
I think he deserved to be there. So let's get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
If he found a way to play his best hits mixed with some of the new shit, this is like, I could have orchestrated, I know better than Kendrick.
Yeah.
I could have orchestrated the better performance for him. But nah, like, bro, if you would have been like, hoe up, drank,
headshot,
drank. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. King Kunta. like some angry, like, fucking, like, pop into that, and then like Rihanna pops out,
yes,
fucking whatever, and then Drake pops out doing Poetic Justice.
That would have been crazy. But nobody thinks
That would have made the world explode.
It would explode. I swear, Vinny, I said this to my girl and my family. I was like, if Drake came out,
I think he should have parachuted.
That would have been Jackson, and then they like gave each other a handshake, and been like, the world would have went. It would have been on the news.
The most unifying moment. It would have been like Biden pardoning Trump.
Yeah, it would have just been cool. Like, we're rappers, and guess what? And we hope you enjoyed the show.
Because Drake wants it to be over too.
Yeah,
right?
And then J. Cole fucking pops out, and all three of them fucking pop out.
Oh my god! That's what it was with Dr. Dre. It was like the Rap Avengers.
Yeah, that was
new
fun.
School. Oh my god! So so I think that there was definitely, and that's the thing too. It's like the whole like woke and you the messaging and shit like that. Like, guys, the Super Bowl is the most corporate billionaire fucking thing that exists.
You think Philadelphia fans give a fuck about that?
Well,
they're like, what?
But even if Kendrick was like, fuck them, it's like, where are the fucking checks coming from?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's all coming from the man, the billionaire, the system. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I get it. It's like, that's the stage he's on, and you should always do the messaging and the activism thing. But also think of deeper, guys, of like what this whole thing represents. It's the most corporate.
Yeah.
But there's like 5 second fucking commercials that are billions of dollars. And that's what this whole thing is on. And also, like, everybody agrees that the entertainer's job is to entertain. I just heard Mel Gibson say that, because Mel Gibson makes like maybe not the
original, the original Kanye, the OG Ye,
but like,
Mel Ye.
He makes like these deep like movies about Jesus and shit. But he's like, you have to entertain.
You know
what I'm saying? And like, don't act like there's no. Of course, Kendrick tried to entertain. There was dancers. The dancing with the choreography was dope. There was the messaging in the thing.
Yeah. Wasn't horrible. Wasn't epic. Wasn't Michael Jackson. Wasn't Prince.
Oh my god,
bro. You know what I'm trying to say?
Michael Jackson, like, his fucking thing. Like,
bro,
if he had the he had the cinematography that exists today.
Oh my god.
Can you pull that up real quick? Why was it so bad? It wasn't that long ago. Did like someone just learn how to fucking shoot at a first POV angle?
Yeah. Maybe we should do this. POV is pretty popular.
We should zoom out to the highway.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck thought of that? It's so fucking stupid.
MJ, you know, I mean,
he waited. First of all, he waited.
I saw that video.
He waited 2 minutes. He waited 2 minutes. See, right now, if it was today, he'd have a GoPro strapped to his forehead.
Hell yeah.
Like, what is this? What is this shot right here?
Come on, man.
Also, in terms of like everyone who's hating and shit, like, people were doing a lot of those TikToks of like, this is what the audience looks like. And everyone was like asleep, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think Kendrick did he performed to the people at home,
of
right?
Of course.
Michael did both.
Yeah.
They said you couldn't even hear the fucking the arena because that's how performative it was. And he did Heal the World.
Yeah.
Message too. Like, come on, bro. This had everything.
We forget. We don't even question what happened, what he's done. We don't even care. That's how good he was.
No.
That's how good he was.
We don't think about anything.
We don't even think about it. We don't know.
We don't know. Let's not talk about
it. And we don't talk about it.
I've never seen the documentary.
Ian
Edwards has the funniest fucking bit about that.
What does he say?
He's like, I can't believe like some people watch the documentary and still listen to Michael Jackson. Yeah. He's like, I've never watched a documentary.
Yeah.
I found a loophole. So funny. But
yeah, man. So
again, and just, you know, I gave my analysis of, I like Kendrick. He's great. He's an artist. Wasn't a bad performance. Think it could, you know, whatever. And maybe there was some other kind of like pushing his new music thing, which is like a little selfish. But also, I think also with the Not Like Us shit, to make it less about Drake, I liked how he was like alluding to it.
Yeah.
He should have done that the whole time.
Yeah, and,
like,
yeah,
maybe just like, end it with like A minor. Yeah, boom. Yeah. Without that performance, without that song, that the rating would have drastically went down.
Which
goes to show you what the hell was the whole thing besides Drake being the centerpiece of it.
Of course. Yeah. All those other songs,
if he played a bunch of hits and then threw in Squabble Up and then threw in some new shit, the Not Like Us would have just been like a kind of bonus.
Yeah.
But
instead
now it was like the one thing that everybody wanted.
I'm starting to see your point more.
Do the message, do the activism, do all that shit with a performance that rocks the room too, which Kendrick is 100% capable of doing, and he deserved the platform to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, what was I going to say next? Oh, and this whole thing is a non-starter because it should have been Lil Wayne up there to begin with.
It's his hometown.
Guys, I'm a Lil Wayne stan, okay? He fucking came to my house. My mom fed him broccoli rabe.
That is true.
And he's in NOLA. They said he wanted to do it because it's been NOLA a bunch, but now he's like, because I just was watching his interview with Skip Bayless. He's like, I'm going to make myself undeniable, and that's when I'll do it. I'm like, bro, now's the time. You're like 50 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's working on an album, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, at this point, it's like, you can't, how many times can he, like, even Jay-Z hung it up.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's like, I've done enough. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, Wayne has done enough. And Wayne, like, does rock, too.
Yeah.
So, like, he would have been like,
Blink-182 could have popped up or something. Travis, you know, somebody would have did. That's what you want. I want to see
Young
the event.
Money reunion.
That would have been great. Yeah. Minaj pop out. Drake could have popped out.
Yeah.
You want to see the collaboration, man.
Yeah.
Serena Williams popped out.
Serena
Williams popped out.
Looking good too.
She first said that everyone was saying this. It was a dig at Drake for sure. But then she was saying it's because they wouldn't let her crip walk in Wimbledon, and it was both. I mean, she definitely wanted to take a crip a dig at Drake. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Do you think that this was supporting gangs in any way? Is it supporting, like, Crip stuff? Or is it just supporting West Side
rap? I
don't
know where we are in terms of, like, wearing blue, red, and Crip walking and, like, it actually being a thing. When I was a kid,
it was the thing.
Bro, there was a day in Staten Island where if you wore red, you were afraid of getting slashed.
I would never wear. I was scared of Halloween. I was scared of bandanas.
Halloween, too. Halloween.
I was scared of bandanas. Now I was like, oh, fuck.
Bro, Halloween, we used to like walk in gangs and shit, and like fucking, there were literal gangs walking around.
Yeah.
Like my gang had a fucking just, you know, it was like a stupid kid from down the street.
Yeah, and going to the mall.
But there were real gangs also walking around that were like looking for kids like us to fuck up on Halloween because everyone's wearing masks.
I was terrified.
I don't like Halloween. I know like girls love that shit, but I that's like my least favorite holiday.
But it's nice now. You're older,
besides like almost being killed, like I still feels like a little bit of a weird holiday.
You know?
I don't know. It has like a dark aura to it.
I'll take you to Tarrytown. You go to Tarrytown, it's the most wonderful Halloween you ever have.
Yeah, but it's also like summer's, I like the fall, but like summer's over, it's about to be winter. I don't know. I like Thanksgiving. That's my shit.
I love Thanksgiving too. Thanksgiving's great.
Thanksgiving checks all the boxes.
I'm going to be devil's advocate real quick. What songs would Lil Wayne play?
He would play.
Can you give me seven hits?
Oh,
or six
God.
Hits?
Pull them up.
I guess you got to pull them up. I was saying off the top. But
oh, no, I'll do it off the top too. But like.
Lollipop?
Bro, Lollipop. Starts with, right? You hear it. You jam. You start jamming. All of a sudden, he runs to the other side of the scene, of the stage, like Michael Jackson did. And then like some fire comes out. And all of a sudden, you hear 6 foot, seven foot,
eight foot. Bump. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Use my charisma. And then he runs around and then he does fucking.
A milli.
You wait for that. In between, you do, I would say a rock one. I forgot what the rock one was. It was Paper Planes.
Yeah.
Was the Make It Rain. Oh, my God. I'm in this bitch of the terror. Gotta grab an umbrella. Make it rain.
I remember How to Love. How to Love.
Oh, How to Love was fucking amazing.
Fireman.
Yeah, do a couple of those things. Those guys come out.
Forever would be the banger. If Eminem, everybody pops up.
But that's how you close
that's
it.
That's how you close
that's it. That's how you close it.
All right, I guess I'm right. But that, well, wait a second.
Mrs. Officer.
This is Officer.
You do that too. You do a little.
Bobby Valentino pops
up. Hot Boys reunion, and then you do in between. You do a fucking a milli. We're going like a wave. You know what I mean? And then you end it with fucking Forever. Oh my God.
Okay. All right.
But he also has like what was that dedication? He had the one that was the one with had the rock on it, right?
I remember his mixtapes had a lot of good ones. Like
mixtape season.
Mixtapes one, he had some crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Dick Pleaser.
I Am Not a Human.
Do that at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
My Dick Pleaser. Yeah. Dick Pleaser.
Yeah. He's so cool.
All right. That's good. You might have a career in
No, I can curate
directing,
a playlist. I can curate a playlist.
Performances.
Yeah. I'm good at like orchestrating other people's talent.
And then you run to this side of the stage.
Yeah.
And then you run here, fireworks. And then you run back on here.
Give me more smoke. Give me more fog.
Thank you, Vinny.
Speaking of smoke and fog, how long have we been going? And now, okay, we're going to end it with a TikTok that I saw today.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, wait a second.
I can't wait to see. This is fixed territory.
Okay, here we go.
You're the great at the reaction.
Let's
videos.
Go.
It was the Gaza one.
Oh, boy. Did Which, you know? No. But the fact that I... The fact
Your
that,
reaction right there. You didn't know where I was going.
No. Because I remember the first thing that I saw when I walked in and then you said smoke and mirrors. I'm like, wait a minute.
What did you think I was going to be? No, wait. Pause it. Oh, we have to give it some context.
Wait, is that the music? Is that Full House? Last Family Matters?
Stop. First of all, there's two things that also happened when we were gone. Trump said that we were going to turn Gaza into Atlantic City.
Yes.
And then I saw this video, and it's a kid that's cleaning up his house to rebuild, I guess, whatever. And he's doing it to Full House music, if you want to play it a little bit.
I just can't play the music, so...
Oh, yeah. Damn. Can we hear the music and they can't hear it or no? Oh, okay, so they can't hear this. So he's like New Gaza and he's sweeping.
Oh, my God.
I give him credit. This is awesome for doing this. The music... And just the juxtaposition of like having an iPhone and TikTok... Yet doing this to your house is insane.
It's just ironic because there's a trend in the States and other countries where you're building like a house or doing a DIY project.
Oh,
and it's like day one, day two.
Oh, right. So is this what he, that's what he's
the
doing,
trend
right?
He's following.
Well, as humans, we love transformation. We love a good
Oh my God.
We love a good DIY. Watch, he's lying, and this is in like Oakland.
You're like, is that a Raising Cane's?
These TikToks are interesting though. It's like the only way to actually see what the fuck is going on inside of it. Cause you just see the news and it's just like a faraway shot. And it's like, but that's actually what's going on. And
I'm not smart, but there is a ceasefire, right? Are they done?
It
they
might expire
chilling?
Saturday. What's today? Tuesday? That's what he said. It might expire Saturday. But I don't know what that means.
Am I going to get CapCut back? Yes or no?
That's
because I need CapCut back.
That's China.
China.
That's China. We don't know if there's a ceasefire with them. But yeah, he was doing a little like DIY extreme home makeover with that. But
This is a hot episode, baby.
Dude, we're covering a lot of shit.
No, we deep. We're under the rocks in this episode.
Yeah, we're in the Middle East right now. We're in the Middle East.
Vinny, we're hard.
The Riviera of the Middle. By the way, I'm not for. I just want to say politically, I'm not for Trump. Like, I think that I like that.
It's gonna be a trend of every episode. You're like, all right, well, Fink said, like, that is not what I represent. It's just we got to make a compilation of all the times this episode. Right. You're just
I
like,
have a political right. science degree from the College of Staten Island, but no, I don't think that like we should have like a like you like the U.S. should just like take it over.
Oh,
and turn
man.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it was for the Palestinians.
Yeah, man. Just
can we just do an extreme makeover Palestine edition? Let's do Trump. Go in there. Let's build it into some sick fucking condos and shit like that for the Palestinian people.
For the Palestinian
people. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
He's being and if that's what it's for, I support it. He's being a little bit ambiguous of, he's like, because there's going to be a rebuild period. Trump, buy them
yeah.
all rooms
at the Hilton.
At the Hilton Trump, Taj Mahal, Atlantic City. Rebuild that shit. And then they come back and they have a sick fucking place.
Beautiful place.
Golf courses.
Nice.
All the shit.
Do it nice.
P.F. Chang's. Like this.
Yeah, give him P.F. Give him Chang's.
Tommy Bahama.
Oh, now we're talking.
Relocation.
Oh, all the clothes are halal.
Yeah. Rebuild it, give it back to them. But then we would still have to like stop the fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know how to do that. I'm not smart enough for that part. But that's where my stance. That's my stance is like.
The name of this episode is Vindicated.
Or what Vindicated.
Vindicated with Vinny.
I'm going against Trump. I'm going against Kanye. I'm not going against him. I'm going against Elon.
Yeah, you went, yeah.
Not against. I'm just like calling things as I see it. You know what I mean? But.
Can I say one
plastic
thing?
Plastic straws.
Oh, yeah. What is that about?
No, he signed an executive order, I think, that no more paper straws, right? Like, we're bringing black plastic. Which, that one is okay, because, like, I watched the documentary Seaspiracy or whatever, and I think most of the pollution comes from fishing nets and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the large majority of, like, the things that are happening.
It wasn't the turtles, because
no.
They were, like, turtles with fucking huge straws in their
nose. Well, I'm not, like, for that, but, like, they were finding, like, what's fucking them up more is, like, the fishing equipment, because think how many people, red pill. Yep. Think how many people eat fish or, like, I'm vegetarian. Now you guys are contributing to septum piercings in Torta the tortoise.
Red pill with Vinny Guadagnino. We have MAGA hats on. We both have MAGA hats on. The show's called Red Pill with Vinny Guadagnino.
Well, that's
you have a million viewers next week.
Oh, yeah. I have to be like controversial to get a fucking view.
But we just troll them, but we only talk about Democratic stuff. We support liberals, but it's just fucking.
There should be one the other way, too. It's like, because it happens on the other side, too. It's all just fucking. We're spinning on a rock through infinity right now. Okay. None of this fucking matters. And we're all just trying to make sense of it. So
big facts.
Tune in next week.
Use promo code Vinny and get an LED. Get that LED fucking
aura. Nah, but this podcast should have more views. Like this is like
I will, fucking, baby. You know, we will.
Listen,
it is.
You know, like smart this shit is.
Come we're locked
on.
In now. Big studio, locked in.
Locked
things are
in.
Official.
Let's get on a schedule.
We're locked in.
Let's react to shit every week. And yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Follow Comic Mike Figs.
Comic Mike Figs, yeah, check it out.
Like, subscribe, share, help us come back and keep doing this. Like I said, I've heard enough after it was done to come back and continue doing it. It's mad fun. We're gonna get some good guests in here. Keep following and more to come. So see you next week. Peace. Thanks, Pat.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.